Warning, we spent the weekend in Polk County and survived. Barely.
Listener discretion is advised.
Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, March the 5th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
those coin counting machines at the supermarket are a real ripoff.
Yet another Florida woman can't handle rejection.
A Florida man shows his snake off to onlookers at the beach.
And a Florida man has good taste in doorbells.
Plus, the Florida Man Regional Championships, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
All right, so welcome to the podcast this week, everyone.
Yeah, we're doing a little bit of double duty tonight. We actually just got off the phone with the Robin Slim Show. So if you were on our social media last Wednesday night, you might have heard us on the Robin Slim Show. We called in live, and if you missed it, you can listen to their show. They're on YouTube, they're on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for the Robin Slim Show, and you'll find some way to listen to them. We're the most recent episode.
That was pretty cool. That was fun.
Yeah,
and technically, we didn't call in.
We Skyped in.
Yeah. We should have gotten the old rotary phones or something just for the hell of it so we could say we phoned in.
But that wouldn't have sounded as good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Did you have a rotary phone?
No, but my grandparents did.
My grandmother had a party line.
Yeah, we had a party line. That was my grandmother would sit there and put her hand over the mouthpiece and listening on the neighbors' conversations.
Yeah, yeah, it was it'd ring different. One ring was for one person, one long ring, one short ring, two short rings, two long rings, or whatever.
Yeah, we had the two short rings.
Yeah, that's how you knew it was.
Yep.
Oh, how far we've come.
Yeah. Now we've got three different phone numbers in our, actually just my immediate family. If you count everybody in our house, we've got five different phone numbers plus a fax line.
You have a fax machine?
My mother-in-law has it for her business.
I don't know. I think I have seven or eight, counting because the iPads all have their...
Oh, yeah.
They have a phone number as well.
Yep,
I have no idea what they are, but it's they all, because they're all on, you know, with the carrier, you have, they're assigned a phone number.
Yeah, you're right. So actually, I'm going to bump my number up to eight.
I didn't even know about
those.
So
we did say this in the opening things. We did spend the weekend in Polk County.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, actually.
We had a great time up there. Yes, they did lose the match last week, but we had a very nice time up there. You actually visited the local Polk County Walmart.
I did. I actually live streamed from their parking lot. So if you're on Facebook, you would have you could have seen me, live at the Polk County Walmart. I survived, obviously, because I'm still here. But when we walked in, there was a big display that had those giant tubs of cheese balls.
Yep, I saw that.
And my daughter was like, "Oh, I can get some for Phil."
Yeah. And what was my response?
Fuck no.
Yeah, fuck no was the response.
And then they had the multi packs of Almond Joys.
Yeah, the multi packs of Almond Joys, and then somebody put a fucking paper straw in my Yeti.
That was a team effort. My wife bought the box of paper straws for you.
Yeah, fantastic.
And I'm the one that put it in your Yeti.
Yeah, yeah. We ripped that thing right up. And on top of that,
the
worst
thing. My shirt, actually.
Yeah, I did stick it in your shirt. Stuck it in your shirt. The better thing, stick it up your ass. Yeah, because that was when I was underneath. While this was all going on, folks, I'm underneath their RV trying to get the. Oh, I did. I forgot. Yeah, I took a facial that weekend.
You took one for the team.
I did take one for the team.
Yeah.
I sucked on the gas line and took a facial of gasoline just to get your generator to work so that you'd quit bitching about it being so hot.
It was not me bitching.
I did.
It was somebody in my family that was bitching.
I took one for the team, folks.
Yes, I appreciate that. My ears did not have to hear any more bitching the rest of the weekend.
And you're welcome.
Thank you very much. I gave you a beer.
Yeah, to wash my mouth, spit it all out, because I was washing my mouth out with gas to get the gas taste out.
I brought you a six-pack tonight.
Yeah, of Yingling. I don't say I hate it. I don't prefer Yingling.
Yeah, but now I can drink your beer.
Yeah. We've already had three sing, and then we none left by the time you get done.
And they're tall boys.
And they are. But yeah, no, we did have a good time in Polk County. It was fun. It was. We had a nice time up there.
Did you wash your Jeep yet?
Oh, you didn't have to. I didn't go.
You were, yeah.
I was lazy on this one. I don't know why. I wasn't in the mood.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
I know. I regret it. I don't know why. I just, one of those days, I just wanted to sit down and visit with friends and did not participate in the activities.
That's all right. I didn't break anything, so I was good. But whew, one of our friends almost did. Yes, she went airborne in her Jeep. She was wearing a 01 orange Dukes of Hazzard hat. She earned it. Yeah, we were right in front of her. I got stuck a little bit on a hill, so I had to go around a little bit. And she was following. She was right behind us. So she decided that she wasn't going to get stuck once, and she was just going to gun it up the hill. Yeah, well, the top of that hill.
She came out hot.
She came really hot. I wish I had video of it, because she might have had all four wheels in the air. But,
really?
Yeah. But I definitely saw two of them. She's lucky she didn't break a fucking axle. All right. So that's what we did. Do you got anything coming up here that you want to promote?
No, not this week. No.
All right. Well, as usual,
Let me think. Hang on. No, I don't. I got nothing.
All right. Well, as usual, I am at Fancy Southern Cafe on Thursday nights at 7 to 9 p.m. I do the Geeks Who Drink pub quiz, which is like trivia plus. And I also, tomorrow, March 6th, tomorrow from when you hear this, I'll be in Naples at the Brass Tap from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. doing Trivia Factory trivia. So two nights a week, you could come see me if you are in the Southwest Florida area.
All righty. So on the Rob and Slim Show, we talked. One of them enjoys a little boar hunting down here in South Florida, and now I'm trying to talk him to come and doing some python hunting.
Yeah, that
we're gonna get us some boots.
Yeah, that was Slamborghini, who is the boar hunter. He likes to go over to Okeechobee. So yeah, we told him next time he does it, let us know, and we'll.
So what's going on with the squally hunt?
Haven't heard from Ken and Lauren yet. So Ken, Lauren, I know you're listening. Let us know when the squally hunt is going to take place.
I'm polishing up the AK-47. I got about probably 500 rounds, which should... That should do it. I'm torn between the AR or the AK, so I don't know.
Bring them both.
Oh, good point. I could.
Yeah. The squally...
Is this going to be a night thing, is this a day thing?
No, this is day. We want to see them... We don't want them sneaking up on us. They're sneaky little bastards.
Well, I didn't know if I need to get my night vision goggles or not.
No. We'll do
this. I don't have any, but I'll buy some if I need them.
Well, tell you what, you buy them, and if the day runs long, then you'll be prepared.
Fair enough.
And the squallies, they are mutants, but they aren't like a supernatural type thing. So
they don't have special powers?
No, they're just short.
They can't melt things with their eyeballs?
No. Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Now, how big are they?
They're short. They're like midgets. Or you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say little people.
Oh, okay.
They're like short little pig-faced people.
Okay. I mean, I may be in. I've got to see what day it is.
Okay. I'm sure they'll do it on the weekend.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about it.
Probably a Sunday.
Are we getting paid?
Hell no.
Oh.
But they're going to video us, and we can put that in there.
I don't want to be videoed. I do a couple sit-ups.
Well, you'll sit in the Jeep and, you know, leave the doors on. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
That just shows you from the shoulders up.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that part of my eyes, it's the shoulders down I have the problem with.
Exactly. Yeah. Same here.
All right.
I look good from the neck up.
Yeah. According to whom?
My mirror.
All right, story number one, or uno for our Spanish-speaking friends.
Numero uno, since you said number.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. All right, Florida man steals $33,000 in rare coins, cashes them at a supermarket coin counting machine.
Only Florida man.
No, is this fake?
No, nope, this is absolutely real.
We did. Now I will say, from fake news, we did get. I don't know why I just did the hand gesture to the crowd that's not here. We got three that I think people sent us a story that apparently hit the wires of a Florida man that was climbed up on the traffic light and was shitting on cars going under.
Yes, that was not a real.
And that was not a real story, unfortunately.
No.
I researched it, and it was in fact fake news.
Yes.
But however.
Believable.
That would have been funny as shit. Literally.
Yeah, no, that was, It was believable enough that we had to check.
All right. So this is a story. So here we go. All right. I can't believe I got to read this. A Florida man stole more than $30,000 in rare coins and cashed them for a fraction of their value at a change machine at a local grocery store, investigators said.
I'm thinking that went into the Coinstar machine at Publix.
Palm Beach Sheriff's Office investigator says Shane Anthony Melee.
I would if my name was spelled M-E-L-E, I would pronounce my name Melee.
All right. He's 40 years young. Stole the rare presidential coins valued at $1,000 each.
Oh, shit.
And other items worth a total of $350,000. Wait, holy no, something's wrong then. Hang on. So it says here he stole more than $30,000 in rare coins, yet this one right. says he stole other items. Oh, and other items worth a total of $350,000.
Yeah,
so he stole
$380,000.
Okay. Investigators said Melee sold some of the coins to a pawn shop for $4,000, then exchanged the majority of them through the Coinstar change machine at a grocery store, which would only give him face value for them, a fraction of their worth.
Yeah, and I looked those up. They are $1 coins.
So this motherfucker stole $30,000 in rare coins, and he got $30 for them.
Exactly. Yep. $29.
Fantastic.
Hey, at least he could.
How bad do you have to be that you got? Yeah, I mean, so well, I guess if you got $350,000 of other shit you stole, then the $30,000 is somewhat.
Yeah, he probably got $350 at the pawn shop for that other stuff.
Melee was arrested and charged with grand theft and unrelated drug charges. Oh, drug charges!
We know what he spent the $30 on.
Yeah. So he needed a fix. He goes, it takes $1,000 of coins valued at $1,000 each,
yep.
sells them for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So how did they find them? Did the Coinstar people open up and go, wait a minute, these are actually nice? Or
well, yeah, I worked at a Publix and yeah, they had a Coinstar machine. So yeah, the manager is the one that clears that out. So he probably recognized that those were not exactly
1828. Dollar coins?
Yeah.
What a dumbass.
Wow. Story two. Florida woman, quote, naked and belligerent, unquote, attacks boyfriend for refusing sex. We've had similar stories to this before, a couple of them. But
she needed a fix.
Yeah. Police arrested a, quote, naked and belligerent, unquote.
All right. Do we have video? Do we have pictures of this?
We do have pictures in the show notes.
Is it worthy or is it one of those that you get that?
It's hard to say. She's been crying quite a bit. So I bet she cleans up nice, but the mug shots are kind of rough.
All right.
Florida woman for allegedly attacking her fiancé after he declined to have sex with her, according to a police report. Officers responding early this morning to a disturbance call at a Vero Beach apartment building encountered Samantha Jewel Hernandez, age 21, sans clothes, and in an ornery mood. Hernandez denied doing anything to her fiancé, quote, but was too intoxicated, unquote, to provide further information.
So I'm going to summarize this for you folks that may have trouble keeping up. She was naked, drunk, and horny.
Exactly. The best way for women to be.
I know. I'm questioning the fiancé right now.
Yes. The victim, age 21, told police that Hernandez, quote, wanted to engage him in sexual intercourse, unquote. I'm sure those are the exact words he used, too.
I would like to engage you in sexual intercourse at this time.
I want to fuck, baby. When he declined, Hernandez was angry at the fact that the victim did not want to have sex and began attacking him, striking him in the face and ripping his shirt.
So something else had to be triggering this because it at some point, this is not a one-time incident.
No. Cops noted that the man had scratches on his face and neck and was wearing a torn shirt. Hernandez was then arrested on a misdemeanor domestic battery charge based on her boyfriend's statements and, quote, injuries observed on scene, unquote. Hernandez, who works as a cashier, and the victim have lived together for 2 years, cops reported. After being placed in the rear of a police cruiser, Hernandez, quote, maliciously spit on the arm of a patrolman while yelling profanities, unquote. As a result, she was charged with battery on a police officer, a felony.
So what have we learned from this so far?
Don't spit on the cop.
At least you didn't try to eat the seat.
When we've also learned that when your 21-year-old girlfriend is drunk, naked, and horny, throw a little dick that way.
Yeah. Take one for the team.
Yeah. Judge today scheduled Hernandez's arraignment for April 12th and ordered her to have no contact with her fiancé. Hernandez is being held in the county jail in lieu of $6,000 bond.
So she couldn't come up with $600 to get her out?
Guess not. And sounds like the fiancé wasn't going to throw it her way either.
You can rot in jail for all I care.
Come on, baby.
All right. So,
I just need a little.
Drunk, horny, and naked.
I feel for the poor girl. She should.
But there's something else to the story. They're not telling you everything.
All right, so I just wanted to throw a new segment in here, too.
We have a new segment.
Yeah, well, kind of segment. So you'll remember last week we had the guy who, the Florida man who threw a burrito in his girlfriend's face.
Right, we had a burrito, then we had the frozen pork chop.
The frozen pork chop was the Florida woman who hit her boyfriend or threw it at her boyfriend.
Okay.
Well, this week we had way too many to cover, so I'm just going to read you the headlines. Number one, Florida man accused of slapping his ex-girlfriend with a bowl of chili in a fight over her new boyfriend. She was in her car, too. He went up to her car window and threw a bowl of chili in her face.
Was it Texas chili or was it more the Skyline type chili?
It did not say what kind of chili it was, but apparently that's all he had on him. So, yeah.
Damn.
Number two, Florida man arrested for throwing cookie at girlfriend.
Was it a Girl Scout?
You know, I was thinking...
Was the Girl Scout holding the cookie at the time?
It was not a Girl Scout, but I think it might have been a Girl Scout cookie because it said it was a hard cookie and it left a dent on her head. So that, I'm thinking that was a frozen Thin Mint right there. And then our third story was Florida man throws pizza slice at his mom during an argument.
And they got arrested for that?
He got arrested for throwing pizza at his mom. Yeah, that's... You don't throw shit at your mama.
No.
Come on, man.
Especially after she probably paid for it.
Yeah, so we had three more Florida men throwing food at people. So I just thought that was a kind of a theme we had going for the last few weeks. But come on, Florida man, you can do better than that. That's
wasting
food.
Don't throw food. That's wasting food.
Exactly.
Party foul. Story number three. Florida man carrying rattlesnake told police he is an agent of God. And you can make me read this one.
I'm going to make you read this one.
Okay. Do I have enough beer to get through this?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. A Florida man who was spotted walking around holding a large venomous snake has claimed he was acting as, quote, an agent of God, unquote, according to reports.
So is that a federal agent or is that...
I'm thinking Men in Black.
Church.
Men in Black.
Okay.
Right,
so he was wearing a suit and a tie.
I think a suit and tie. And
sunglasses.
Sunglasses, yeah.
All right.
Sorry, I was getting a call from Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
National Laboratory.
Yeah. That would be the ones who's telling me that either I'm getting arrested for tax violations or they're trying to sell me medicine. They're trying to sell me car insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's the one that is trying to get me to that they have new braces for people with that has orthopedic surgery.
I just got that one today. You know, your medical devices. We've got them at discount prices.
Yeah.
And I've had the car warranty.
Car warranty. That's true. That's true. Yeah. I get that one all the time.
Yeah.
I have never gotten so much spam on phones over the last year. Probably 2 years, I'd say, but definitely this year, I get at least, I'd say probably 4 to 6 a day.
Yeah, there's the Reply All podcast did a story on that a couple weeks ago. They explain how that all happened. So I'm not going to go into it. You can go listen to the Reply All show.
The Reply?
Reply All. Reply All. Like the thing you don't want to do when you're responding to an email.
I almost did it today.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. And I catch myself. And it was one of those that was not appropriate to be replied all.
Exactly.
It's usually the ones going to my boss going, what is this idiot doing?
Yeah. it's you always hit reply all just before you make some asshole comment about somebody who was, when you're going to tell your...
You're going to do what?
Buddy.
We going to do what? Where did this come from? That's usually where it's... Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite day at work was the day where somebody... somebody who I work with did a reply all, and she was just down the hall from me, and she hit reply all, but she thought she was replying just to her boss, but no, she was replying to everybody who was copied in the email chain.
Yeah.
Talking about one of the people who was like two or three people deep in the chain. Yeah. And, his last name rhymed with whiny, which is what she called him.
Did she get let go?
She didn't get let go, but she was never talked to by Mr. Whiny again.
Yeah. All right, this is in Jacksonville. The Jacksonville Beach Police Department said they received several calls about a man walking down the street holding a rattlesnake measuring several feet in length. When officers arrived at the scene, they told the man to put the snake into the back of their vehicle.
Why?
Put the snake on the ground and shoot it.
Unless they've got the plexiglass that it can't get through. Because usually the cop car has the cage, right?
Right. Why would you put the snake in the back of their vehicle? Officials from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. All right, hang on. Officials from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
That should be the FFWCC.
But instead it's the FWC.
Yeah, we don't double up on those.
Called to safely remove the animal, reported to be a diamondback rattlesnake. Quote, he apparently sometime this morning found the snake and was walking around our downtown area with it, prompting several calls from concerned citizens. Unquote.
Yeah.
Says Sergeant Larry Smith of the Jacksonville Beach Police Department. Smith said that it appears the man was doing a, quote, show and tell with the snake and that he knew how to handle him properly.
Okay.
The man was not believed to have been injured during the incident.
Well, obviously, he knew how to handle him properly because those fuckers like to bite you.
He said that he found it and God compelled him to keep him safe from traffic.
From traffic.
So he's going to walk around with the snake so the cars won't run over him.
Brilliant.
The man seen holding the rattlesnake was not arrested and will face no charges. But police and the FWC are reminding people, it is dangerous and against the law to handle wild, venomous animals.
So apparently they don't have a law against walking around with a rattlesnake in your hand.
No, but it's against...
Yeah. Usually the punishment would be...
Self-inflicted. The FWC confirmed that the snake was later released into a secluded wooded area in Duval County. The diamondback rattlesnake is the largest and heaviest venomous snake in North America, with some growing up to 8 feet in length.
Well, thank you for that detail.
I know. That's AKA they make some good boots. The animal, also known as an eastern diamondback rattlesnake and the Florida diamondback, among other several names, predominantly lives in the southeast area of the U.S., including Florida, the coastal parts of North Carolina, and southern Mississippi.
Southern Mississippi. That's where you're from, right? Are you from southern Mississippi?
Yes, I am.
So have you encountered a diamondback rattlesnake in the wild?
Yes. Actually, those were not the ones that were scared us the most. The cottonmouth was
cottonmouth,
the one.
Cottonmouth, yeah. Water moccasins.
The water moccasins.
Those are, yeah. The rattlesnakes.
Those are going to do the tail thing, and that you're going to hear them, but the cottonmouth is the one that I was scared
of. Well, what they're saying now is they do so many of the, in Texas, they do the rattlesnake roundup.
Yeah.
That the rattlesnakes now in Texas are evolving to not have rattlers.
Really?
Because the ones with the rattles get caught. The ones that don't have rattles, the people don't find them and kill them. So they've got
evolution in its best.
Rattleless rattlesnakes. That's a thing in Texas now.
Interesting. So what have we learned from this one?
Don't walk around downtown Jacksonville Beach carrying a rattlesnake.
I learned nothing from this except that people are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
No. If you want to be safe from traffic, don't get in the fucking street.
If you have a rattlesnake, throw it in the back of a cop car because FWC will come back.
I guess so. God, you're an idiot.
All right, it's time once again for the Florida Men Regional Championships. And this is our attempt to figure out what the best part of Florida is. And this is a bracket-style playoffs. And this week is our first week of our second round. We started off with 16 teams divided into two regions, rural and urban.
And now we're down to eight?
We're now down to eight. It's okay. The Elite Eight. Are we allowed to say that? I think that's copyrighted.
That's probably trademarked by the NAACP.
All right.
I was about to say the NAACP. I'm sorry. NCAA. Damn it.
You're close.
I had the right vowels and consonants. I just used them in the
wrong order, and you had a P in there. Yeah. All right. Yeah. There's a link to the brackets in the show notes. We do one competition each week until we'll decide a winner. This week's matchup. Again, this is our first round two match. We've got number one, South Florida, number one, which is Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, and Port St. Lucie, versus our number five seed, Tampa Bay.
All right, so we went through, we had a lot of pros and cons when we went through the first one.
Yes.
I have got issues tonight beyond belief. My ear itches. Something bit my foot, and I'm almost out of beer.
Well, two of those three things, are they results of spending the weekend in Polk County?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, I'm struggling tonight to stay focused.
All right.
And I'm hungry.
Yeah, same here. We started a little late tonight because of being on Robin Slim.
All right, so tonight we got South Florida, so Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, and then Tampa Bay, number five. Number one versus number five. All right.
Yeah. The only thing,
how are we going to do that? We've already gone through the pros and cons. I guess, do we just do the same pros and cons?
I think we should just go do a gut check and say which we like. The only reason I've been to any of those in South Florida one was when I went to West Palm Beach for a concert. That was like 15 years ago.
I mean, I got to go to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, I've never been in West. That's Boca and West Palm. That's the high end.
That's where the old rich people from New York.
Yeah,
New
I
got to
go Tampa.
Yeah, same here.
I
got to
go Tampa on this one.
All right, that's it. Tampa.
Well, that was
Tampa's
an easy discussion.
That was. Next week, we've got the Keys versus Central Florida.
Can we go ahead and call that one right now? Because I can tell you where I'm going with that one.
Yeah, well, I think we can hold it off till next
week.
Well,
Florida, does that include Orlando?
No.
All right. Well, this is
going to be easy.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm going to drag it out just to be a dick.
Exactly. We'll do it like what's the Curse of Oak Island? Tune in next week to find out. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
All right. Whatever.
Story number four. Florida man threw toilet through the window at the East St. Louis Board of Education building.
he chunked the shitter?
Chucked the shitter through the window in East St. Louis. So a Florida man is charged with throwing a toilet through the window of an Illinois school. Oh, East St. Louis is in Illinois. Yeah, that's right. Illinois school board office, police said. Dave Tolliver, age 36, allegedly hauled an old toilet to a Board of Education building February 15th in East St. Louis and hurled it through the glass of a front window, according to a statement from police. Officers responded and found Tolliver a few blocks away, sitting on another old toilet, police said.
He brought two?
Just in case he couldn't
check the
first one. Just in
case he missed
one.
With the first one? I was a dud.
All right.
I got a backup.
Yep. Tolliver has been charged with one count of criminal damage to property.
Where is he from?
Tolliver is from Daytona Beach, Florida. It's unclear what brought him to Illinois.
So he just got bored, drove to Illinois, and decided to trunk a shitter.
Took a couple shitters with him. Even more of a mystery is how he came into possession of the two commodes and why he allegedly used one to commit a crime.
Well, it's easy to get a commode now. You can just go to the depot and you pick them off the... I mean, that's... Were they good? Were they used shitters?
No, they were used. They were old toilets.
So he stole two shitters. Or either brought them from Daytona.
Or he found them on the side of the road
somewhere. And just randomly decided to go chunk them through the window.
Yep, at the school board.
Fantastic.
All right, quote, "No matter where the people of Florida go, they always have the craziest crimes," unquote. Someone commented on an East St. Louis Police Department Facebook post.
I cannot disagree. I cannot rebuke that statement.
That is actually the whole point of our show.
I agree with you 100%, whoever the someone is.
Yes, thank you, Captain Obvious.
That is, he chunked a shitter through the window.
I mean, what else are you going to do with it?
And then sat out there and waited for the cops to pick him up on the other one.
Exactly. Did they not have two windows, or did he just not want to?
I don't know. I'm tired.
I'm done.
All right. That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
And if you'd like the show.
I've said that like there was something else after that, and I don't. I just drank it out. I've only read it 43 times?
Yeah.
42 times.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Man.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are Katie, Koneth, Erica, Jessica, Heather, woo-hoo, Sammy from the Hidden Staircase podcast, Roxanne, and Travis.
Why is Koneth in all caps?
That's the way he typed it in. I just copied and pasted.
You couldn't spell Koneth?
Why would I type it if I could copy and paste?
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationships implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida Man. Florida Man. He might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. A dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
Excuse me.
All right. We talked about this last week, and I swear to God, I'm going to throw this empty can at
you. Am I clicking it?
Yes, you clicked it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I thought I was just
scrolling.
This
is what you did a while ago. Let me show you what you did a while ago. Watch this. Watch this. This is what you did a while ago. Do you know how annoying that is?
Yeah, that's fucking annoying.
Yeah, it is. And then when I'm reading, this is what you do. You watch this. You go here.
All right, I'm done. Uh-huh. Hand is off the mouse. I apologize.
God damn. That's why I can't have nice shit. Ow. Something just bit me. God dog it. Ow. Okay, I'm good.
You sure?
Ow, no. Ow. Fuck. Okay. All right, sorry. Oh, I just pulled a titty muscle. Okay. I'm good.
Making sure we got outtakes this week. Yeah, ooh. That was...
Ow.